editors and those who if this is your first time, can you stand up so we can see? Okay. Yeah. Can you please remain standing? Can you tell us your name and from where did you come from? Today we are very happy. We have brother Wu. Is here. You all know he's not the first time. You know, last time when he came here, he gave us a lot of help, and we believe that this time he will also give us more help. Can you come up and if you want, you also can introduce some of the other brothers come with you.
I'm overjoyed to come to New York City again to fellowship with the saints.
我们这次有一些台湾的同工们为了要参加明天开始在纽泽西的华语学生训练，所以我们路过纽约。
There are some co-workers from Taiwan will participate in the New Jersey Chinese speaking perfecting training starting tomorrow. So we stop by to fellowship.
因为我们很希望来跟弟兄们多有交通。
On one hand, we are very rejoiced to have more fellowship with the brothers here.
特别是跟朱弟兄有交通。
Particularly with Brother James Chu.
因为我们好多弟兄都没见过朱弟兄。
Because most of our brothers never met our dear brother.
所以早晨我们
So though we only spent a little time this morning, we benefited much.
这一次呢，我跟林宏弟兄还有陶国兴弟兄，我们都是从台北市召回来。
Brother Lin Hong and Brother Daniel and himself are all from the church in Taipei.
弟兄们，我们等一下交通一下，关于啊。
Brothers ask us to fellowship a little more on what we are pursuing now, the Exodus.
另外我们陶国兴弟兄跟这个林承恩弟兄呢，他们二十年前呢是到俄国开展。
Brother Daniel and Brother Newman Lin, they went to Russia for many years.
他们也回到台湾来也有啊。
And they have been serving in Taiwan for more than 10 years now. So they coordinated with the brothers in Taipei and the new Taipei. So in a moment, they will fellowship with us about their church life in Taiwan.
特别林承恩弟兄还involved到
Brother Newman Lin also is one of the key brothers in the LMA, Lord's Move to Asia. He will give us some fellowship and testimonies on the Lord's Move to Asia.
另外两位弟兄呢, 他们曾经到印度开展。
The other two brothers, they were serving in India for many years.
他们也是十多年前去印度开展。
They were more than dozen years ago they went to Taiwan, went to India to serve.
在印度也有啊四五年的时间。
They served there, one served 5 years, one served 7 years.
现在回来他们在高雄配搭服事。
Now they are coordinating in the church in Kaohsiung.
他们等一下也可以跟我们交通一下。主在印度的工作。
They can fellowship with us. The Lord's move in India.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们看我们在这样的交通中
，Hopefully through this fellowship.
我们能够啊看见主在各地的作为。
So we can see the Lord's move everywhere.
我们在主的恢复里实在是蒙福的。
We are blessed in the Lord's recovery.
在我们中间满了神话语的供应。
It's full of the supply of the word.
我们也有啊实际的实行。
And also we have the practicality and the reality.
看我们所追求的，所听见的，都能够成为我们的实际。
We do pray that what we hear become our practice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们其实我们在三周前呢，才在安纳罕一同啊，追求过。出埃及记的解禁读经。
Actually, about three weeks ago, we were in the crystallization study of Exodus, the second part.
我们从啊，台湾来了460位的圣徒们。
Actually, more than 460 saints joined this summer training from Taiwan.
然后我们就回了台北。
And then we returned to Taiwan.
回了台湾，我们即刻开始啊，在各地啊都有啊。这个结晶读经。
Immediately we started the crystallization study in Taiwan, in the churches.
很多都是到这个组织，他们那边已经结束了。我们已经完成了这一次的夏季训练，关于出埃及记的结晶读经。
Yeah, as of this Lord's Day, actually that will be yesterday. All the churches in Taiwan finished this summer training already.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哎呀，我们就飞到纽约来了。
And then we came to New York City.
实在看见地球没有多大。
We realized the Earth, the globe is really small.
我们宝贝，我们有这样的相调交通。
We really treasure this kind of fellowship.
在这一次出埃及记的结晶读经里面呢，让我感觉特别深刻的。
Yeah, this time what I really enjoy the most in the crystallization study.
神带以色列的百姓出了埃及。
Our God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
经过了旷野。
Went through the wilderness.
来到了西乃山下。
They come to the Mount Sinai.
他们需要在这个山上看异象。
They need to have the vision on the.
上了何烈山。
We see Moses went up among Horeb.
40天40夜
40 days and 40 nights
他在那里与神有甜美的交通。
He had a sweet fellowship with our Lord.
他在那里观看神。
Now he was gazing upon our Lord.
然后下了山就向以色列人颁赐了律法。
And when he came down, he proclaimed the Ten Commandments.
以往我对这个没有什么感觉。
Before I did not have much, I did not have much feeling about this.
觉得摩西就是这样的生活。
This is just Moses living.
神啊，这个验证了他带以色列人百姓出埃及。
Just our Lord chosen him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以他上了。上了山上
I went up the mountaintop
与神有交通
and have fellowship with our Lord
神就给他这个有这样的看见
and our Lord revealed all the mysteries to him
当他下山的时候呢面皮发光
and when he came down his face was glowing
就看见了这40天40昼夜他在山上他其实真正的样就是得着了十诫就是十句话。
You can see on the Mount Sinai, he only got 10 words.
这十句话要花四十天。
You don't need 40 days and 40 nights, about 10 words.
真是奇怪。
Yeah, that's really strange.
但是这时候发现呢，这一点都不奇怪。
This time I found out it's not strange at all.
我们要追求神的话。
We need to pursue the word of God.
神的话构成在我们的里面。
It'll be constituted by the word of God.
我们是要花时间的。
We need to spend time.
我们在神面前花的时间是不够。
We never spend enough time before the Lord. So we don't have enough understanding of our Lord.
当摩西上了山上花了这么长的时间来观看神。
After such a long time for Moses to gaze upon our Lord.
他就能够明白神的心意。
And then he understood the heart desire of our God.
他就将神的话呢,
And then the word of God constituted in him. And the essence of our God really transmitted and enrouted into him. So Moses is full of God. So when he came down from Mount Sinai, his face was glowing. So he became the expression of God. And the other point is also he proclaimed the commandment. I don't know what's the reaction of the Israelites to these commandments. Before my understanding is the commandment is for us to keep. Even though we don't have the capability to keep it, but we have to try. For those saved sinners, we just know a little bit about God. We come to the church, and we are all pretty good. At least we were all the law keepers. Praise the Lord. This time, our understanding about the law is different. So that's why we need to pursue the word. The law is the testimony of our God. So testify our God. So we can all know our God. Through his word. So the word describe our God lively before us. Of course, the understanding of the law. Our response is, whatever you command, we will keep. That's how the Israelites reacted. You can see the face of our God changed. The mountain become cloud, full of cloud, thunder, lightning.
神呢，并不是啊，哎呀。
It seems like the response from the Israelites did not please our God. So that's, we can see the Israelites completely misunderstood our God. Through the commandment, God wants us to know him more and better. Every one of us should love him and pursue him. If we love him, we should love his word. If we pursue him, we should pursue his word. Through the love of him and his word. And God can dispense his nature and essence into us.
灌注到我们的里面
and transmit into us,
让我们的里面满了神的素质
so we can full of his essence,
这个是神所要的
so this is what his heart desires,
我们不是我们凭自己能够爱他
it's not a, really from us to love him,
神的爱已经他先爱了我们
but he loved us first,His essence of love already transmitted into us.
哎、感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们不要做一个只是遵循神律法的人。
Let's not be only the law keepers.、
哎、我们虽然是心里想，其实我们也守不住的。
Even though we want to keep the law, but we cannot.
而且呢，我们这样子看待这个律法呢，我们都在律法的面前呢，我们啊。都成了一个失败的人。
If we take the law in this way, we are already all failures before the law.
但是神爱我们。
But our God loves us.
实在看见呢，神颁赐律法。
So our God gave us the commandments.
就是要我们更多的认识他。
It's for the purpose to know him more.
这个律法就说出了神对我们的爱。
The law really declared his love to us.
他甚至呢，借着律法叫我们看见呢，神是如何的爱我们。
Through the law, we should know how God loves us.
好像对于我们这一班神所拣选、所救赎的人，他与我们定了婚约。
It seems like the for His chosen and selected ones like us is a marriage contract.
神还是一个立约的神。
And he is a God of a covenant. He established several covenants with us. We know in the even earthly world, we have contracts and covenants with others. The contract is bind two parties together. We have to keep the contract together.
啊，神是啊，说有就有，命立就立。
The God is the one called nothing in called not being into being, and he created everything from nothing.
他干嘛跟我们打约呀、啊、
？Why should he establish a contract with us？、
啊、干嘛把他自己绑住
？Why should he bind himself with us？
这就说出来，神是爱我们的。
This is a,Exactly express his love to us.
We need
to see his heart desire. Since he already signed a contract with us, and we need to get a hold of this contract, keep his promise. Everything he promised will become a reality. That depends on how much we know him. He already established the contract. Praise the Lord. We are the blessed ones. We need to love him and love his word. We all love the Lord. We all love his word. But there is a degree of difference. We just don't know in our daily life how we love him. We come to the meetings is expression of our love. Since we come to the meetings, of course we love him.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. But this is not enough. We love his word. And his word become our food. His word become our life supply. We enjoy his word and we are satisfied. But how much time do we have to enjoy his word? Many times we say we don't have enough. I'm sorry. But every day we apologize to him. It's useless. We need proactively to love him. Whenever we are parted from him, we need really through calling on his name, through exercising our spirit. When we exercise our spirit, Call on the name of the Lord. And we can turn back to Him. And a dear, sweet fellowship with Him will be exercise our spirit.
It's
let our spirit to be released. To be mingled with His spirit. It's only calling on the name of the Lord is not enough. We need His word. We need to read His word. Pursue His word. Let His word constitute it into us.
So
we can outflow the word of outflow His word. And His word become our timely help. Every one of us should experience this. And then through His word, our God will dispense Himself into us. He is willing, He is rejoiced to dispense Himself into us. And our attitude should be open to Him.
Oh,
Lord Jesus. Let your word be more transmitted into me. I'll dispense your life. Oh, your life is in me. And then we can leave Him out. So His heart and desire is everyone of His chosen and redeemed. So one day we will be saturated by His life. And also through us, we can leave Him out. So I can become His expression. So this is His heart desire. And this is all satisfy His requirement. May the Lord bless us.
But
the brothers will continue the fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My last time was here in 1990. We were visiting the churches and passing through the church in New York City. The time flies. Today is 2015.
一晃25年。
All of a sudden, 25 years passed.
但愿以后不要25年再来一次。
Hope next time won't be another 25 years later.
我们在基督的身体需要更多相调。
We need more blending in the body of Christ.
这个今天早晨呢，和朱弟兄有一同用早餐。
This morning had a breakfast with Brother James.
我感到非常遗憾呢，这25年呢。
I feel very regretful we did not have more fellowship in the past 25 years. This morning we had a breakfast together. I just realized that our brother is had such a richness. We were sincerely to invite our dear brother to come to Taiwan to visit us. He said his health is not at a high par. But I said you seems like even better than Brother Paul Wu. Yeah, Brother Paul Wu even came here a couple of times. We really pray that our dear brother will visit us in Taiwan. Right now, there are more than 300 full-time serving ones in Taiwan. More than 250 are being trained in FTTT now. More than 200 in the middle age training. If we put it together, for all the full time serving ones or full time trainings, it's about 700. But for the understanding the history of the Lord's recovery, for the experience of the saints in the Lord, we really earnestly and eagerly need more senior saints.
我不是恭维, 朱弟兄。
I'm not here flattering our dear brother James.
今天早晨只是一席谈啊，短短的二十分钟。
This morning only like a 20 minutes of fellowship on this part.
他的交通完全是我们需要的。
And his fellowship is what we really need today.
我们等候朱弟兄。
We'll be waiting for you, brother James.
到台湾走一走。
And you should come to Taiwan.
那刚才吴弟兄讲。
Our brother Paul fellowshipped.
他说了一点出埃及记，我也说出埃及记。
He fellowshipped on Exodus. I will continue.
那其余的弟兄们就说一点我们的召会生活。
And other brothers will fellowship on the church life.
以及台湾现在如何顾到海外的。
And also how the churches in Taiwan are caring for other localities and countries.
首先我要说。
First of all, I want to fellowship.
主的恢复这些年。
In the past many years in the Lord's recovery,
一再的带我们进到结晶的真理。
The brothers led us into the crystallization study.
讲到结晶。
Talking about a crystallization,
就和神圣启示的高峰非常有关系。
It is greatly related with the high peak divine revelation.
这个讲到结晶是整本圣经非常内在的数字。
The crystallization is the intrinsic essence of the Bible.
它早就在圣经里。
It's already in the Bible.
但是因着人的不忠信。
Through the unfaithfulness of man.
因着人不够谦卑。
Not being humble.
也因着人不肯顺从，接受对付。
Through the insubordination and unwilling to submit.
神的话。就向人隐藏起来。
And the word of God was shielded from man.
很多人读圣经读表面。
And most many people read the Bible only from Oh Lord Jesus.
非常外面。
On the surface. But I know that's not right word. But Amen.
Amen. 但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在主的恢复里，我们有尼托森弟兄。
In the Lord's recovery, we have Brother Watchman Nee and Witness Lee.
他们站在前人的肩膀上。
We know they stood on the shoulders of the forerunners.
尼弟兄就摸到了圣经非常深奥的。
Our Brother Nee touched the very intrinsic and deep mystery in the Bible.
尼弟兄啊，是神圣启示的传承。
And then our Brother Lee is the.The continuation of the divine revelation.
那感谢主啊，就把神圣的启示啊，在九零年代就带到了高峰。
Praise the Lord! In the 1990s, the divine revelation reached the high peak.
简单说，他发现了整本圣经有一个内在的数字。
Our brother discovered the whole Bible has an intrinsic content.
可以说是。这本圣经盒子里的钻石。
We can say is the diamond in the Bible.
就是神成为人。
So God became man.
为着要使人在生命和性情上，但不在神格上成为神。
So that a man may become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead.
神成为人。
God became man.
是借着他的经过种种过程。
Is through all the processes he went through.
这一位三一神，他成为肉体。
This triune God became man through incarnation.
然后呢，经过了人性生活。
Through human living.
定死和复活的种种过程。
Crucifixion and the resurrection, all these processes.
他已经完成了他的种种过程。
He already accomplished and consummated all these processes.
终极完成于赐生命的灵。
And consummated as the life-giving spirit.
将他的神圣的生命成分分赐到我们信他的人里面。
His divine life and his divine essence already dispensed into the believers.
那就让我们这个人呢、啊，也要经过种种的过程。
And the believers need through all the processes as well.
没有一个人可以少掉这个过程。
No one, not one believer can be not through these processes.
你渴望做得胜者吗
？If you want to be, do you desire to be an overcomer?
必须经过这些。
You have to go through these processes.
第一，需要重生。
First of all, you need a regeneration.
使我们有神的生命。
So we can have His divine life.
第二，我们需要被圣别。
And secondly, we need to be sanctified.
需要我们有神的性情。
We need to have His nature.
第三，我们需要心思更新。
Third, we need to be renewed in our mind.
叫我们有神的心思。
So we can have His mind.
第四，我们需要被变化。
Fourth, we need to be transformed.
如同从主灵变化成的。
As transformed through the Lord's Spirit.
叫我们有神的所思。
So we can have His being.
第五，我们需要被磨成。
Fifth, we need to have to be conformed.
就是磨成神儿子的形象。
To conform to the image of His Son.
叫我们有神的形象。
So we can have the image of God.
末了叫我们得荣耀。
Eventually, glorification.
叫我们有神的荣耀。
So we can have the glorification of God.
人就在生命、性情、心思、所事、形象和荣耀上。
So,
完完全全与神一模一样。
So man can be in life, in nature, in mind, in image, and in glory to be exactly identical to him.
Amen. 不光是单个的人。
Not individual Christians.
我们还与众圣徒。
But with all the saints.
来建造构成基督生机的身体。
To build up and constitute as the body of Christ.
Amen. 使我们有基督身体的实际。
So we can have the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen. 今天我们已经在末了的时代。
Today we are at the end of this age.
求主怜悯我们经历神生机的救恩。
May the Lord really have mercy on us to experience the organic salvation of Him.
也怜悯我们能够和众圣徒来过团体的神人生活。
Also to have corporate Godman living with all the saints.
有基督身体的实际。
So we can have the reality.
然后之中我们会有一个终极的完成
And then eventually we'll have the ultimate consummation
就是新耶路撒冷
That is the New Jerusalem
新耶路撒冷一点不是许多基督徒迷信将来要去的天堂一个地方
The New Jerusalem is not a superstitious heavenly place we'll go to as many Christians thought of
新耶路撒冷乃是这位三一神
The New Jerusalem is this triune God.
与我们三部分的人
with a tripartite man.
连结、调和、合并的终极完成
is the consummation and fulfillment of the union, mingling, and incorporation.
神和人相互居住
and God and man is a mutual abode.
神和人成为互爱的对偶
and is a mutual counterpart of God and man.
在永世里
in the eternity,
我们要将它彰显得灿烂赫赫
We will have the full expression in glory of him
这是整本圣经内在的素质
This is the intrinsic essence of the Bible
这也是主恢复主的仆人所说的最高的真理
This is also what our Lord's servant Brother LeeHe said this is the highest revelation.
So, 当我们来到出埃及记
when we come to the book of Exodus,
这一次的范围很窄
this time the scope is very narrow.
只从出埃及记二十章
from
读到二十五章第九节
actually from Exodus 19 to the first part of 25th.
这个 这只看了、啊、看二十分钟就读完了。
If you read the whole session, maybe 20 minutes, you can finish the several chapters.
就讲了十二篇结晶。
And then 12 messages on the crystallization.
哦，点点都是钻石啊。
Every point is a big diamond.
这个坦白说啊，这个过去我对律法印象不好。
Frankly speaking, I did not have a good impression on the laws.
我们如果常常啊，这个弟兄啊。很有要求的时候
whenever the brothers had a requirement
我们都会负面的借助律法
actually we many times were borrowing the law negatively
弟兄啊不要那么律法
brother don't be too legalistic
你看你这个对律法的反应是什么呢
so that you can tell our reaction to the law
不是很正面
was not that positive
甚至是很消极
as a matter of fact quite negative
这个结晶 太多了我不讲很多啊。
There's too many crystals, I'm not going to talk much.
我讲我大大改变印象。
I want to fellowship with you. The word really changed my concept.
三句话。
Three sentences.
一,
One.
律法是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
第二,
Second.
律法是神活的话。
The law is the living word of God.
第三,
Third.
律法是神和他百姓所定的婚约。
The law is a marriage contract between God and His chosen people.
我再讲一遍啊。
I want to repeat these three sentences.
我是大蒙光照。
Because I was enlightened much.
从此对律法正面看待。
From now on, I will see the law very positively.
第一,
One.
律法是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
第二,
Second.
律法是神活的话。
The law is the living word of God.
第三,
Third.
律法是神和他百姓所定的婚约。The
law is a marriage contract between God and His chosen people.
这不是乱讲的。
This is not babbling.
不是因为我们今天想讲律法好, 就是来扯一扯律法很好。
It's not like today we want to praise the law and to slicing everything else to say the law is good.
我告诉亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主的仆人在神的话中,
Brother Lee,
第一, 读出律法是神的见证,
and he read the law is the testimony of God.
我信弟兄姊妹知道,
I believe that you all know this.
这个约柜里啊, 有这个隐藏的玛拿。
In the ark of testament, in the ark, the 约柜, in the ark, there is the hidden manna.
圣经上说, 这个隐藏的玛拿是放在见证的板前。
The Bible says the hidden manna is placed before the tablet of law.
哎, 照说应该是放在律法的那个板前。
It should be like before the law of the tablet, the tablets of the law.
但是圣经上说, 放在见证的板前。
Actually, the Bible says is the tablets of testimony.
圣经啊, 又称这个约柜。
The Bible also called the ark.
称啊, 见证的柜。
It's the ark of testimony.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊, 你如果讲这个约柜里头所摆的东西,
Brothers and sisters, if you open the ark, is to see the contents of the ark.
你最喜欢哪一个?
Which one would you like the best?
我是最喜欢隐藏的玛拿。
I would love the hidden manna the most.
因为得胜者主是要将隐藏的玛拿赐给他吃。
Because the Lord promised for the overcome, he who comes will enjoy the hidden manna.
但是这个约柜没有被称作玛拿柜。
But the ark was not called the ark of manna.
称它叫做见证的柜。
But it's called the ark of testimony.
当然是那个板的问题。
Of course, it's the tablets.
所以律法被称作神的见证是神的观点。
Actually, the law is called the testimony of God is from God's point of view.
甚至圣经把帐幕称作见证的帐幕。
Even our Lord called the tabernacle is the tabernacle of testimony.
明明这个帐幕是神要在他的人中间得着居所。
Of course, the tabernacle is where our God want to find a dwelling place among His chosen people.
其实你可以说居所作为居所的帐幕。
Or you can call a tabernacle of a dwelling place.
但是圣经加强见证的帐幕。
But the Bible emphasizes is called a tabernacle of testimony.
所以律法乃是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
你读十条诫命啊, 如果没有读出他到底见证神什么,
When you read the law, if you cannot understand what the law testifies for God,
我们就没有读出啊, 神要我们读的是什么。
And then we have not understand what our God wants us to understand yet.
你如果读它是神的见证,
if we read as the testimony of God,
你会读出神是忌邪的神。
You will understand our God is a God who hates evil.
神如何是圣的神。
And he is a sanctified God.
神如何是义的神。
He is a righteous God.
神如何是爱的神。
He is a loving God.
神如何是光的神。
And he is a God of God. He is the light.
神如何是纯洁的神。
And he is a pure God.
我没有时间解经，我直接点出来而已。
I don't have time to expand on this.
这个，这是神要我们读的。
This is what God wants us to understand.
鼓励大家参加训练。
We really encourage you to join the next training.
怎么读出他是忌邪的？
And how do you understand why he hates evil?
怎么读出他是圣的？
How we understand he's the sanctified, he's God of sanctification.
怎么读出他是义的？
He's a righteous God.
怎么读出他是爱的？
He's God of love.
怎么读出他是真实的？
He's a God of truth.
如何读出他是纯洁？
How we understand he is a God of purity.
律法乃是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
这就说出一件事。
This is a testify.
神颁布律法。
Our God gave us the law.
是要百姓能明白到底神是怎样的一位神。
He wants his people to understand what kind of God he is.
也可以说，神盼望得着他的百姓是这样的神的复制。
And also express his heart desire. He hopes his people become what he is.
也就是说，成为神的见证。
And to become his testimony.
好，第二，律法乃是神的活的话。
The law is the living word of God.
如果我们读出埃及记第二十章，
If we read the chapter 20 of Exodus,
这个很有意思。这个圣经啊，没有说。神吩咐啊，十条诫命开始就讲下去。
There was not clearly stated that God said, "Here are ten commandments."
圣经乃是这样说。
The Bible stated.
神吩咐这一切的话说。
God gave the following words.
哎，他明明是颁赐律法。
As a matter of fact, he's giving the law.
应该说颁布啊十条诫命啊。
He should give the ten commandments.
甚至第一条、第二条、第三条，把这个诫命讲得很强啊。
He may say one, two, three, four, five.
哎不
，No, it's not.
神不是这样说。
He did not say that.
你去查圣经。
If you check the Bible.
二十章第一节。
The first verse in chapter 20.
神吩咐的这一切话说。
He gave the following words and said.
哎，这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
再给大家一处很明的圣经节证明。
And one more verse.
出埃及记三十四章第二十八节。
Exodus 34 verse 28.
这个是神啊，神把摩西带到山上四十昼四十夜。
And this is Moses went up the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
那之后呢，神就将这约的话。
And God gave Moses the word of the covenant.
就是十句话
，and that was ten words，
写在两块板上
，and was inscribed on two tablets。
请听啊，神将这约的话
，and the word of this covenant，
就是十句话
，the ten words。
他不讲十句诫命
，I did not say ten commandments。
十句话
，ten words。
我们这个中文呢、啊，还是把它翻成十条诫命。
The Chinese translation still translated as Ten Commandments.
也翻得不好。
It was not a good translation.
不过还好、啊，注解有说。
Fortunately, we have a footnote there.
直译十句话。
Direct translation is ten words.
今天我们要留意，律法乃是神的活的话。
We need to really emphasize the law is the living word of God.
如果是话
，if it's a word，
我和他多说话。
If I speak much to him,
就把我自己更多啊分赐到他里。
And he will dispense more into him, himself into me.
圣经上说，圣经就是神的话吗
？That where says the Bible is the word of God.
神的话就是神的气息啊。
The word of God is the breath of God.
他的呼出
，and his breathing out,
就是为着我们的吸入。
Is for our breathing in.
神的意思是什么呢
？What's the meaning of his word?
他是神，律法是神活的话，要将神的本质啊。灌注到他的百姓里面。
The law is the living word of God is in order to really transmit and dispense himself into us.
不要以为我们能够守住诫命。
Don't think that we can keep the laws.
来成为神的见证，不可能。
To become his testimony, that is impossible.
神的见证只有神自己活着才能活得出来。
The testimony of God, only God himself can live it out.
在旧约 那些爱他的寻求他的人、
For those who love him and who pursue him in the Old Testament,
像摩西在山上
like Moses on Mount Sinai,
四十昼四十夜
40 days and 40 nights,
是律法
and receive the law,
但是他是见神的面
but he is meeting God face to face,
他享受的是神的话
he enjoyed his word,
这时光的神啊就将他的本质啊灌注到摩西里面
the God of light dispensed himself into Moses,
所以摩西下山啊
when he came down the mountain,
这百姓就看见摩西的面皮发光
and the Israelites saw his face was glowing,
我们要从这幅的图画转我们对律法的观点。
From this picture, we need to change our concept regarding the law.
神渴望我们将神的所思啊灌注到我们里面。
God desires to dispense Himself, His nature into us.
错误的对待律法就跟神没有关系。
If we have a wrong concept with regarding the law, has nothing to do with us.
和神一点都没有接触。
We have no contact with God.
凭着自己。
Only rely on ourselves to keep the law.
正确的实行律法
the correct way to practice the law.
是把神的律法当作是活神的话
To treat the law as the living word of God.
让神将他的本质灌注到我们里面
Let God to transmit his essence into us.
所以我们为什么强调弟兄姊妹要导读呢
Why we emphasize on pre-reading?
导导读读
Pray and read.
读读祷祷
and read and pray.
我们就让神的本质啊，更多的灌注到我们。
So his nature can be more dispensed into us.
我们就有更多的变化。
And we have more transformation.
我们才有更多的可能啊，人经过那个种种的过程。
And then a man can go through all the processes.
逐渐在生命性情、功用和彰显上与神一模一样。
And in life, nature, function, and expression to become identical with him.
我们才可能成为他的复制。
And then we can become his duplication.
我们才可能成为他活的彰显。
Become his living expression.
我们才可能成为他的见证。
To become his testimony.
这是神心头所要。
That is his heart desire.
第三。
Third.
律法乃是神和他的百姓所立的婚约。
Third is a marriage contract between God and man.
哦，以后我没有这么注意。
I never paid attention to this.
三节圣经证明。
Three verses to prove this.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹啊，这个三节圣经是要记下来。
I encourage the saints to remember these three verses.
第一处。
First one.
耶利米书二章二节。
Jeremiah 2:2.
圣经讲什么呢
？The Bible says.
说你幼年的恩爱。
The love when you were young.
新婚的爱情。
The love of your bridal days.
你如何在旷野跟随我，我都记得。
I remember how you followed me in the wilderness.
新婚的爱情。
The bridal days.
在旷野。
In the wilderness.
我们跟随他的时候有一个新婚的爱情。
When we follow him, we had a bridal days.
那什么时候啊？
When was that?
那不是出埃及的这个时候吗？
That was the, of course, that was the Exodus.
再听啊。耶利米书三十一章三十二节
Jeremiah 31:32
说到啊这个主把我们从埃及带出来的时候
When our God led us out of Egypt
是和我们立约的
And he established a covenant with us
下面说我是他们的丈夫
And he was their husband
哟立约
啊Established covenant.
他是我们的丈夫。
And he was our husband.
那请问这约是什么约？
And then may I ask you what kind of a contract or covenant is this?
第三处圣经。
The third verse.
Amen. 以西结书十六章第八节。
Ezekiel 16:8.
说到当时啊。
Was stating then.
我们正动爱情的时候。
Oh, help me.
就是我们动爱情啊。
We were moved by love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神与我们立约。
Our God established a contract with us.
好了，把这三节圣经你把它摆在一起。
If you put all the three verses together.
请问出埃及记二十章，神颁赐律法，他和我们订约。这个约是什么约？
Now we should understand in chapter 20 of Exodus, the law he established with us, what kind of law that will be? The answer is clear.
婚约
is a marriage contract.
所以啊，你这个读这个律法第一条、第二条、第三条、第四条。
When we read the law, one, two, three, four, five.
你如果不从婚约读，你读不懂的。
If we wouldn't understand unless we read it from the marriage contract.
以前我读不懂啊。
Before I did not understand.
不要这个，不要那个。
It's like don't do this, don't do that.
哇，这一次啊，真甜美啊。
This time was so sweet.
太甜美了。
It was really sweet.
尤其前五条。
Particularly the first five commandments.
神给我们立的约。
It was a God, the covenant established.
每一条里头都有这么一句话。
Every one of them has a word.
我耶和华你的神。
Jehovah your God.
我，你少了个我。
I,
我耶和华，
your God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个在人间呐、啊，只有一个人
，In the world，
他能够听我讲，我林红是你的人。
Only one person in the whole world listen to me to speak to her like that.
你们同意吗
？You agree?
我可以对很多人说我是你的人吗
I cannot say to anybody else to say I am your person
哎呀我耶和华你的神啊
I Jehovah your God
你弟兄姊妹啊多美的话
Brothers and sisters How beautiful is the word
这个是婚约啊
It is a marriage contract
除了我以外、
Other than me,
你不可以有别的。
You cannot have other.
这是他狭窄。
Is this because he's narrow?
哎呀，他不是狭窄啊。
No, it's not narrowness.
他爱我。
But he loves me.
Amen.
Amen.
哦，你再读啊，你不从婚约读啊，你不懂律法。
If you don't read it from this point of view, you won't understand the law.
不可为自己造任何偶像。
You cannot make any idols or figures for anything else.
也不可以雕制任何的像。
You cannot carve out any image.
在原文里啊。
In the Hebrew word.
在头一个偶像是啊形象。
The first idol is image.
就是创世纪一章二十六节的形象。
It's the image in Genesis 1:26.
第二个像。
The second.
原文是样式
was the likeness
什么意思呢
what's the meaning of that
除了人是照着神的形象和样式照没有别的形象和样式
other than man was created according to his image and after his likeness there's no other image
第三不要妄称耶和华的
third don't call his name in vain
我们应该用很亲密的非常亲切的来说我的他
We should really call his name in such a dear, intimate, sweet calling. You are mine.
你们同意不同意啊
？Do you agree?
这个我们华人啊有个不好的习惯。
The Chinese has I know what he's going to say next, but I.
很轻蔑的语气。
Yeah, it's the Chinese actually don't.
我家那个死鬼啊。
Yeah. we Chinese actually in Chinese expression many times we call our counterparts in some derogatory names.
这个神不让我们妄称他的名。
And our God does not want us call His name in vain.
我们要日念千遍。非常亲密的
We need to call his name
主耶稣
1,000 times a day with the sweetness Oh Lord Jesus
他叫阿们吧
Do you amen?
然后他要我们守安息日
And he wants us to keep the Sabbath
守为圣日
And become the day of the day of
这个像什么呢这像他给我们戴戒指
This is like he is putting a ring on our fingers.
我们是从万民中被分别出来，单单属于他。
We're called out among the people, only belong to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
最末了，当孝敬父母。
Lastly, we need to honor our parents.
他是我们独一的源头。
He is our only and unique source.
好，我时间到了，不能再讲。
My time is running
out. 但是无论如何，我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
No matter what, I want to tell this. I want to fellowship with the saints.
神的经纶就是要神人互作对偶。
The God's economy is like God and man become counterparts.
需要他成为人，有人的生命和性情。
Requires he became man to have man's life.
也需要人在生命性情上来成为神，来有神的生命和性情。
Requires a man in life and nature to become like him, to have his life and nature.
宇宙中独一的神和人者。
And he is the only unique in the universe, the only unique God man.
我们是宇宙中团体的人儿神者。
We are the universally corporate man God.
在永世里过，彼此相爱。
In the eternity, because we lead a life of a mutual love,
直到永永远远
until eternity. 你用英文讲吧。
啊 ，OK，
转不过舌头了。
To save time, so I will share in English.、Yeah. So please bear with my English. Brothers asked me to give the testimony about how.We practice the church life in Taipei or in Taiwan. I would say we are very blessed under the leading of this New Testament ministry and also the coordination of the brothers to practice the church life. First, I want to use what just Paul Wu his testimony about. We had 460 saints to join the summer training.This year. Actually, this is not a particular event or number. Actually, every year, the churches in Taiwan, the brothers encourage the saints, they at least they should come to the seven feasts at least once a year. So many saints, they prepare their time for the vacation and save the money to with the eagerness to join one of the seven feasts yearly. That's how the brothers help the saints in the churches in Taiwan to keep follow the ministry closely. So we hope all the saints and the churches will pursue the high peak divine revelation with a desperate way.Just as our brother Lin Hong just demonstrated. actually, he desired all the saints would learn to speak in the same way. So we will enter into this crystal in a constituted way. And also, with so many saints joining these international conferences, we enjoy the blending and fellowship.In the body of Christ. The churches in Taiwan, we hope we will not only practice the church life in our own taste or view about how we should practice church life. We hope we will really follow closely with the churches in the fellowship and blending in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And just our brother say, we hope what the Lord.He spoke through the brothers in this ministry to the churches can be our reality and experience and practice in the church life today.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we pursue and desire. So I will like first to say how we practice the church life in a general way. I think several years ago, we watched a video from Brother Lee. It was a conference in 1987.In a college conference. Brother Lee said he had a dream. There will be over 500,000 young people from Taiwan to propagate, to do the door knocking all of the world. So the brothers in Taiwan feel we don't have 500,000 young people now. At least we start from 10,000 a year.
Amen.
So we hope to bring 10,000.A year, young people saved and perfected in the church life. So gradually, we will have so many young people, they can coordinate with the Lord in the body to propagate all over the world. So start from 2009, in one of the meeting in the Chinese-speaking conference, that was in Taipei, the brothers sound the trumpet. We should baptize 10,000 young people every year. So since that time, all the churches in Taiwan, we practice, take this as our goal to practice the church life. We hope we can raise up the young generation, at least 10,000 a year, to offer to the Lord, so the Lord can have a way to bring his testimony to the world, and by doing so, we hope the Lord can come back.
Amen.
In the beginning, in our limited experience and understanding, we think maybe we can have more gospel preaching meetings and to grasp opportunity before in the beginning of the semester for the gaining of the young people. But by practicing this way, we maybe have a big number, but we don't bring the sense into the regular gospel preaching in their church life. So in these 3 or 4 years, brothers using the messages Brother Lee shared before in the ministry books to encourage the church to take away, have a set up time weekly to preach the gospel. So in these 2 years, I would say in this way, every church, at least 1/3 of the saints, we encourage them to spend one evening weekly over 2 hours. They will pray together, and then they will go out together to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. It's not easy. It's not easy. But I thank the Lord. They were the speaking from Brother Lee, and also they were the pattern of the brothers who went before us. They just go out to preach the gospel in this way, faithfully. So gradually, the saints and the churches, they gradually pick up the burden, and also this practice. I would say now, in the church in Taiwan, over 90% of the churches, they pick up this way. Every week, they will set up one evening. They will pray together, and the saints would go out to preach the gospel. Hallelujah! So we not only have the goal achieved, but we also help the saints and the churches in their church life to build up a habit to preach the gospel. Not only with the time we have the gospel meeting, but weekly they will go out to contact the new ones. One evening, I remember very clearly, I came back from the conference from the airport. So I went back to the meeting hall. I parked my car, and I met a brother. I know him very well, very long time. He was a person very shy, even very hard to hear his speaking in the meetings. But he stood by the meeting hall and giving out the flyers. And it was dark, so firstly, he didn't recognize me. So give me the flyers and preach the gospel to me. I said, "Wow, brother, you're here preaching gospel." I was surprised. And also, actually, he was very happy. I saw the change in him. Yeah, I would say, I never saw him so happy in the church life. He attended meetings, you know, very faithfully. But when he went out to preach the gospel, I saw the smile on him. And with the boldness, with the exercise of spirit to speak the word of God. And that was very encouraging. And also, the brothers gradually, by we picking up the burden to preach the gospel, now the brothers help us also to spend another evening other than the evening you go out to preach the gospel. Another evening, the saints will come together to pray, and then go out to feed the saints, the new ones. Because in this maybe 6 or 7 years, we really, you know, have a lot of new ones baptized, but they are not properly being taken care. So in these 2 years, the brothers help us. We should also set up a time other than the time we preach the gospel. Another evening or afternoon in the Saturday, we should make appointment and we go out to meet the saints in their home, to feed the new ones at their home. So by this way, we have one evening for the gospel preaching, another evening for the home meeting, for the shepherding of the new ones. And then we have the regular group meeting in another evening. So it is 3 evenings, right? And then we have a Lord's Day prophesy meeting. So now we build up a structure according to Brother Lee's burden. We have the time regularly for gospel preaching. We have a time regularly, weekly for home meeting. And we have a time for group meetings. And we have time for the Lord's Day propagation. So we have the begetting, we have the nourishing, we have the building, we have the perfecting, and we have the building up for the body of Christ. And that's how we help all the saints in the church life to practice what we hear and what we see according to His economy. Amen. So I really hope we, through such a fellowship, we will be encouraged mutually. We would take Brother Lee his burden to practice the God ordained way to have the church life for the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen.
Brother and sister, I'm going to share with you concerning how we participate in the Lord's move to Asia. Brother Lee, in his last ministry, he mentioned about the Lord's recovery has come to the two high peaks, the high peak of the divine revelation and the high peak of the divine propagation. Praise the Lord, in the Lord's recovery, we have the high peak of the divine revelation. Amen. However, we need to bring this high peak truth to all over the world to establish the Lord's testimony. Since an early stage of 1990, where the churches in Taiwan, we have the burden to participate in the Lord's move to Europe. Since 1993 until 2007, in these 14 years, over 250 young full-timers were sent to the Russian-speaking world and also the many countries in the Eastern Europe. We have the burden to participate in the Lord's move in Europe. Amen. But after that, since 2007 until 2010, the brothers feel that when we were participating in the Lord's move in Europe, the church life in Taiwan, we have a kind of glorious situation. Many times when we have the blending conference, many saints from all over the world, they come to join us and participate in the blending conference. We really enjoy that. The more we participate in the Lord's move in propagation all over the world, the church life becomes very, very rich. And we have a lot of fellowship, and we have enjoyed the fellowship from the body. However, since 2007, because we saw the many churches established in Russia-speaking world and in Europe, so the brother just consider and pray, what is the next step we can participate in the Lord's move? Then eventually, in the end of 2009, the brothers, when the brothers in Asia come together and fellowship, they decided we need to aggressively to preach the gospel, especially to the country in Asia. You know why in Asia? Firstly, we are in Asia. Asia is the most convenient place for us to go. The second big reason is because in Asia, they are the most population there. If we want to fulfill the prophecies in Book of Romans, the number of the Gentiles need to be fulfilled. Where are the most people there?
In Asia.
Right? 60% of the population of the world in Asia. So this is why we really have the burden. We began to pray so that the Lord can really have the way to preach the gospel in Asia and establish the testimony of the Lord in Asia country. Praise the Lord. Since 2010, after the fellowship with the burning co-workers, the brothers in Asia, we coordinate together. We began the work, especially gospel work, to preach the gospel in Asia. Many countries in Asia, we all participate in this move. Right now, until this year, we were propagating in 17 countries in Asia. In the Southeast Asia, we propagate in Vietnam. Vietnam is still a restricted country. But praise the Lord, now there are 44 churches in Vietnam. Wow. And we have 11 churches in Cambodia. We have 2 churches, and right now, 3, 1 more will come, and that is in Laos. Have you heard this country? It's still under the communism. But praise the Lord raised up 2, and 1 more is coming. And we also have 47 churches in Myanmar. Praise the Lord. This is all what the Lord has done for us. And then we also have right now over 130 churches in India. 8 churches in Sri Lanka. We have 50 churches in Bangladesh. We have 2 churches in Nepal. We have 3 churches in Pakistan. We have many churches in GCC country. Means UAE, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, where? Bahrain, and 1 more. No, I forgot. We also have few churches, praise the Lord, in Iran. Have you heard that? This is in secret. But we have 1 church in Turkey, and 1, maybe in September, another church in Izmir in Turkey will raise up. Praise the Lord. This is all what the Lord has done just through our little coordination with Him. Amen. Through the coordination also in the body, the Lord really opened the way for us to participate in the Lord's move. Originally, in the beginning stage, we sent out a full-timer, especially from Taiwan. We have over 50 full-timers sent out to this country. And also from a restricted country. Now, right now, they have over 70 young full-timers got sent out in these 17 countries. Also, 2 countries in Africa. We sent 4 couples there. One is in Ethiopia. The other 2 couples in Zambia. Praise the Lord! We can participate in Lord's move in Asia and also in Africa. This is also, we really enjoy the preaching of the gospel, especially this country, our Gentile country. They are very traditional. They are full of the very strong, very bad situation. However, wherever we go, we found out the Lord really preserved people. They don't worship idol, they only worship the real God. Amen. So they really have the open heart. Although many of this country, they are not so educated. But, you know, the people, they really have the spirit created by God. They really have the desire for the high being too. So when we bring the high priest to there, they just open to these truths. They just receive it and they build up the church life in that country. So we really enjoy the propagation in all these countries. Especially in these 2 years, the churches in Taiwan, we aggressively participate in the Lord's move to Asia. We are not only go by prayer, not only go by offering the money, even not only go by sending out the full-timer, even we go by blending trip. By many, many ways, we can just go there. Because listen, right now in this 17 country, there are over 330 churches there. Can you believe that? And most of the churches, they only established in these few years. Their church life are quite young. They really need a lot of blending and nourishment and shepherding. So since if you go there, if you want to take a break, you want to have a holiday in Sri Lanka, very beautiful place. Go to visit the churches there. Go to India. There are many famous places. Not only visit that place, please visit the churches there. They need your nourishment. They need your shepherding. So we have several kind of different kind of way to go there to participate in the Lord's move. For example, we send out the college student during their summer break, winter break. They can go to this country and preach the gospel. I mean, we have the church in Hsinchu. They send out every winter time a group of young people, college students, to go to India. Every 2 weeks, they cut a propagation, and then they can raise up one church right there. So praise the Lord. We also have some middle-aged saints. They already retired. They received the middle-aged training. We encourage them to go there maybe just 1 month. They can live there and shepherding the saints there. They are full-time there, can be your translator. Don't be afraid. You don't know their local language. You just go there. They have the full-time there. They can translate for you. You can shepherd the full-timer. Most of these full-timers, they are just young couples. They need your shepherding. So when we go there, we can go to shepherd them, also help them to shepherd the saints. So by all this kind of blending to and shepherding, for example, like the church in Taipei, they are taking care of Cambodia, Myanmar, and Pakistan, right? And the church in New Taipei City, we are taking care of the Vietnam. Right now, they have burden in Ho Chi Minh City. You know, they are still under communism. But right now, the government become more open. So they have two places can be registered to openly meet together. Right now, they want to buy they already bought a land. They want to build a meeting place so they can have the official meeting right there to be a strong testimony there. They have already have two national blending conferences, which they never had before. They have close to 1,000 Vietnamese locals and meet together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I have a lot of story I can tell you. But my conclusion is that, praise the Lord, through such a propagation to participate in the Lord's move, we really feel that the Lord, through such a move, the Lord enrich our fellowship. The Lord enrich our church life. We also see that when the saints go to this country, in our own locality, you know, after several years church life, we become a little bit lukewarm because everybody the same. But when we go there, everybody got revived. Everybody can function. We really feel, and then after our shepherding, we see, for example, and this year, in the beginning of this year, I went to a place, Laos. The capital is Vientiane. The brother gave me a name. I visited a Christian leader in a free group. And he told me that he was using the truth in the recovery version. Every week, nourish 100 local people from different cities. Oh, I saw him, and he was really eager to enter into the truth in the Lord's recovery. Then after many shepherding, and then we had several brothers went to this place and to visit him. Eventually, last month, his group, combined with the church in Vientiane, become one testimony right away. Because in the church I originally only 20 people, right now they have 60 people altogether. Praise the Lord. The Lord really did a lot. The more we go there, the more we see the Lord's move, the more we got revived. Amen. So we hope that, brother, you can keep praying for the Lord's move and continue to propagate, especially in Asia, many countries, Muslim country. Not very easy and also very dangerous. But the Lord still have the way to continue to go on. Many times I visited the places in Pakistan. Wherever you look, hear about Pakistan, what did you think about? The terrorists, right? Or a lot of bombing, right? But praise the Lord, now there are three testimonies there. And two churches will be raised up probably in the end of this year. Praise the Lord, listen, oh, what the Lord has done for us. As long as we can give him a little coordination. We go by prayer. We go by offering the money. We go by ourselves. I think the Lord will open widely so the Lord can keep moving. Right? Oh, really? We need to tell you. Okay. Even we have one full-timer, young brother from Taiwan, in July 2021. He married a local Pakistani sister. he consecrated to the Lord for his whole life. He will live there for the Lord's testimony in Pakistan. you may not need to do that, but you can visit them. Like one brother from Chicago, every year he goes there 2 times to visit them. Praise the Lord. We hope you also can have the opportunity to visit all these churches.
Amen. So this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth. Amen. For a testimony to all the nations and the land, the end will come.
Amen.
The Lord give me an opportunity to propagate in India from 2003 to 2010.
Amen.
I can testify in the old creation realm, the India is incredible India. Also in the realm of the New Testament, in the new creation, the India also, the India is incredible in India. The outer environment for me, India is quite different from Taiwan. There are 29 states in India, and their official language is Hindi and English. But there are 22 regional languages. That means when you went to different states, you will see that just like a different country. And the outer environment, you see, the richest people and the poorest people living in the same country.
Amen.
So that for me, that is that's also incredible. But I can testify, when I went to India, I saw so many people are hunger for this ministry. Many churches are raised just by one book published by this ministry. They are hunger to know the truth. They are hunger to practice the proper church life. Amen. So every time when we went to meet the seeking ones, we really appreciate that they have the seeking heart for Christ.
Amen.
They have a seeking heart to practice the proper church life.
Amen.
So in India, I really testify this ministry is for all God's chosen people.
Amen.
And the second, I testify how the Lord is the all-sufficient life within me.
Amen.
I still remember first time I went to India, went to the capital city of India, that is New Delhi. The temperature is 50 Celsius. That is too high for me. 50. 50. It's very, very hot. And of course, we have air condition, but there is no power supply. So I don't, exactly, even we don't have a fan, so how can we do? We just wet the clothes and put the wet clothes on my body and take a nap. Within half an hour, the clothes will become dry, and you need to do this again. Outward, the environment is very difficult for me, but I really enjoy the Lord is an all-sufficient God.
Amen.
He become my bountiful supply.
Amen.
So we travel from state to state. Many times, we don't know what situation will happen to us. So only what we can do is exercise our mingled spirit.
Amen.
You know, one time, I just drive my car through the highway. I was so surprised. There are so many animals in the highway. We saw the elephant, we saw the horse, we saw the donkey, we saw the camel. All kind of a traffic tool can run on the same way. Even the car will run from a different way from you. But step by step, we follow the Lord leading.
Amen.
And we need to exercise my mingled spirit to contact all kinds of situations.
Amen.
And also, when every time I went to different places, I don't know which kind of people I will meet. But the Lord leads us to find the real seeking ones.
Amen.
So through this kind of environment, I really can sense
The Lord is all sufficient life within me.
Amen.
What I need is to exercise my single spirit.
Amen.
To follow the Lord and to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
So I appreciate the Lord. The Lord really wants to move everywhere.
Amen.
In our cooperation.
Amen.
So may the Lord strengthen all of us can participate in His move in India.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Lord.
50 degrees Celsius is almost 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the church in India. Since from 2003, myself, I just got married with my wife. Then we have the wonderful honeymoon in India. So since 2003, we fly to Chennai, and we stay there. And I ship the churches there. Then we ship to Bangalore, to New Delhi. Actually, we also travel all of India, to Calcutta and Bombay, everywhere. You can see many yellow points. Actually, many local churches are there. Praise the Lord for the India. Actually, it's a good name to all of us.
Okay.
Could I know how many of you have been to India? Could you raise your hand? Oh, wonderful. It means many of you can go. Oh, there. Ah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Stand up. We want to take a look at who has been to India from India.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So since here we have many, we can pray for India.
Amen.
And we also can go to India. I would like to share 2 points what I touched by to the most. First of all, that I appreciate this ministry.
Amen.
Because that I went over there, I met many seekers, many pastors. When I share something concerning the truth from the ministry, they were so surprised. Many pastors, they just cried. They said that I spent so many years to study all the theology, but you share all these things, I have never seen. I really appreciate this ministry. So many of them, one by one, they just turned to the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And many local churches was raised up one by one.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And second one, I was touched that one new man. Because when I was in India, in Taiwan, actually, we just speak in Chinese. Not necessary for us to speak in English or local languages. You know, in India, there are more than 1,000 local languages. And all the saints, they just request us, brother, you have to learn all the languages. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just say, amen, I will try my best. But I only can say Hindi or Tamil, guanjiang, a little bit. But anyhow, that we just try to have more branding with all the local saints. You know, we have to use our hand to eat the food. In Taiwan, I just use the chopsticks, but I have to use 5 chopsticks to enjoy the food. And all the food are very spicy. You know, always after I have my meal, my stomach just got burned. But after that, I just pray, oh Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. I also enjoy the blending with all the local saints there. I try to have all the meal, all the things that they have. And, you know, I just wear their traditional so-called rinki, just like Indian, you know. That I enjoy the blending. They say, I'm also like an Indian now. But anyhow, I just enjoy the one new man. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the wonderful ministry to bring us one in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we feel it'd be good to have a few minutes to respond and to overflow from our fellowship
with the brothers in Taiwan, so we'll set up the microphones. Let's try to be short, and we can translate as we go. Amen. Amen.